I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drink. All right, let's do the Susie drink of the week.
Let's bring in the cart, please.
Bring it in. Scott.
Here comes the beverage cart. Got all the junk. Slowly. Hoss wheels it in at hoss speed.
Not all three wheels touch the ground.
And so what are we making,
okay,
Susie?
Today we are making a red snapper cocktail because red snapper season is reopened and you can start fishing for snapper again today. So this is basically kind of a take on a Bloody Mary, but we're using gin instead. So what I've done is I've gotten some rocks glasses and I put a little slap your mama in a plate. Slap your mama is a Cajun seasoning. It makes your food so good you'll slap your mama. And I put it in there and I'm rimming the glasses. So you take a lime wedge and you roll it around on the edge and you
get a close up with that with the live Facebook. Zoom in.
There you go.
Rim it.
Put it in there. Okay.
Rim your mama.
Then
easy.
What? You get some ice.
All right. What do you do with it?
You put it in the glass.
Oh. In goes the ice. Live Facebooking with the actual studio microphones this week, so people
can
finally
hear it instead of just off through the phone.
Yeah, they're in.
Amazing.
It'll be good.
Okay, then you get your gin, and what you're gonna do is you're gonna put in it says 2 ounces, so a big shot is like an ounce, 1.75 ounces, so you do a little pour over.
You know what time it is, Dean?
What?
Cold gin time again.
I know Susie has gone to the dark glasses as well. What are you guys hiding?
Every time we put these overhead lights on, I warn them. Susie's just copping, trying to be like me.
Oh, I just don't have any makeup on, so.
Oh, neither do
covering
I.
Covering up. Yeah.
Not today.
Okay.
Now I get it.
Then you get some V8 juice.
Shake it good. Get a close-up of that.
Get a close-up of them.
Always the director. And you put in 4 ounces of that, so that's like 2 good shots.
All right, V8 going in.
V8 is very basic. You're gonna have to really dress this guy up.
Oh, because normally in a Bloody Mary you'd have a special mix, right?
Yeah. You got your Zing Zangs, your other mixes that come pretty much ready made. But then, she's going old school.
Oh, she got the slap your mama. She's got the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't really gonna be as spicy as you would think. It's kind of toned down a little bit, and
okay,
I think
Mike
that the gin is gonna. So then you put in the squeeze of a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
They say a half ounce, but I'm just, you know, per drink, I'm just squeezing the whole lemon.
I don't think you can over-lemon it.
No. And then you're going to put a little bit of lime juice.
You can over-lime it.
You can.
They're identical.
No, they're entirely different.
And then you, put in the Louisiana hot sauce.
Sauce it up. Get a shot of that.
So that's the Cajun Louisiana hot sauce?
Yeah, Cajun Louisiana hot sauce. You put in, it says 5 dashes.
By the way, that stuff is mandatory for crawfish.
Mm.
For my wife. She has a friend who carries a bottle in her purse.
Yeah, Beyonce carries a bottle in her purse.
Sauce in your bag.
And you shake it.
There it goes. Shaking it up. Drink of the week. Look at that.
There we go. Now we're shaking.
Then you strain it into the glass.
Great morning drink.
It's like
when you're on vacation, right?
I feel like I'm at the bar at the airport when I have this drink.
Right. Why is it we only do it when we travel?
I don't know. I don't.
What I'm liking is it's not. Sometimes they can be kind of thick.
Yeah.
You know, it's thick, and this isn't as thick, and that's kind of why I like it. Now, you know, you're gonna this slap your mama has a good bite to it, so be careful with it.
What's it called? What's this thing?
A red snapper cocktail.
A red snapper.
Cheers to fishing season.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a little watery.
Because it's more of like a dressed up tomato juice.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's not a Bloody Mary per se, but.
And then all the spice from the rim hits you.
Ooh, that is.
Oh, yeah. Slap your mama just
slap your mama is slapping you. But that's good. I like it watery. I don't like it real thick.
It's good. You know, it's true because I don't know if I've ever finished a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the drink that never goes away. Do you ever notice?
It's endless.
It's more like a meal. You really have to. Chew your way through it.
I'm going to swallow this.
Good. You know, you can garnish it with celery or bacon or shrimp or whatever they're doing now. Okra, whatever you want.
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different take on the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And between the two, I'd rather have a Bloody Mary, but I like this. I'm going to go ahead and swallow it.
I'm going to swallow it because I love gin.
Swallow.
It's a universal swallow.
Yay.
And we'll put up the recipe online if you want to learn how to make this. Susie Drink of the Week on the Dean and Rod Show.